Currently 48 degrees in Roanoke and Salem. We have 46 in Lynchburg and Bedford and 48 in Danville.
It is 7:06 in the studio. Joining us, Trey Watkins. Good morning, Trey.
Good morning. Good morning.
We teased having you come on the show here right before the break, and we were hoping you were able to check out last night's event with Ted Cruz and Glenn Youngkin, and we were walking down the hall, and you said you did indeed. So give us your take on what happened there at the Liberty Mountain Conference Center parking lot.
Yeah, sure. First of all, you know, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure. Mm-hmm. And I was able to swing by over at the Liberty Conference Center and check out Ted Cruz and Glenn Youngkin. You know, I'm very interested in the candidates that are running for governor of Virginia. We need some serious changes to take place. And so, you know, Ted Cruz opened up and he did a typical Ted Cruz job. I mean, mm-hmm. he was his typical self. And Glenn Youngkin, I think he did a great job, too. I wanted to see a little bit more something unique from him. You know, it seemed to be a little, you know, broad and general and but overall, I think he did very well. He connected with the folks that were there. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a really good vibe and an energy in the atmosphere. You know, it was a good crowd. And I think people are really enjoying, too. And I could sense it in people and on their faces, just getting back to a sense of normalcy.
Right.
Because, you know, being outside and folks out there, the weather was just amazing. You know, nice views, you know, over there on the Liberty Mountain. And so, wasn't too bad.
Mm-hmm. Good deal.
Yeah, it really does. It really does feel odd going out and being able to be out, which is so strange mm-hmm. to say that.
Yeah,
but it is true. You almost feel like you're doing something wrong.
Right.
It's like looking around, going, I don't know. I guess it's okay. Man.
Depending on which state you're in, you could be doing something wrong.
And sir, even when you're outside, it was you know several times where you know standing in a parking lot. And I'm reaching in my pocket, like, holy wait. No.
I don't have to have that.
You know, so it feels good to be getting back to, you know, some sense of normalcy. And
sure.
The weather's been great lately, besides that storm that hit the other day. But
right.
Yeah.
It's been great.
But other than that.
You were mentioning during the news break there, Trey, that you feel like our governor in Florida has been a real standout, someone that's taken on not only the COVID issue, but even the media. It's almost, let's call it Trump-esque. You know, he's done a good job. That would be Governor DeSantis down there. I have family that lives down there. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the local news can be a little bit hard on him, but they generally like what he is doing. They think he's a good governor. And it seems like he is one of those Republicans that's kind of rising to the top.
No, for sure. I think Ron DeSantis is doing an unbelievable job. You know, he handled COVID very well, you know, considering how many of the elder population
mm-hmm.
is in Florida. You know, he's I think the schools have been open all year since September or August.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's doing a good job there, which to me is probably the most important thing right now. You know, he's fighting against big tech. I mean, he's been the pioneer, really. You know, and how to handle everything that we're seeing on the extreme left.
Mm-hmm.
He's really stepped up, and he's leading the charge. And I think he's by far and away, you know, I feel like if there was a vote today, right now,
mm-hmm.
Despite the Trumpism and the mm-hmm. support and love for him, I think Ron DeSantis would give him a run for his money.
Yeah.
And so I think if we're talking 2024, Ron DeSantis is definitely going to be, you know, one of the top candidates. But, you know, with our election coming up here in Virginia for governor, I would love to see the governor of Virginia, whoever that candidate may be, you know, sort of, I want to see that uniqueness that, mm-hmm. that we see in DeSantis, you know, something pioneering. Virginia deserves it. You know, Glenn Youngkin actually brought that up. This is something that stood out actually that he said, you know, Virginia is facing some unique issues, mm-hmm. you know, in particular with education and these kids. You know, you have a governor right now who he expedited the legalization of marijuana
right.
with schools still closed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this was
how can that be the priority?
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, this was supposed to happen years from now. And he, you know, jumped up and made sure we expedited that process to legalize marijuana.
Yeah.
And we still have schools that aren't open. You know, even some of the schools that are open, you know, even 4 days a week, it's not, We need 5 days a week in person school learning. My son's in school. He's in school 4 days a week. You know, this past Monday, it's hard to adjust. That one day off is not easy. Like that, having that Monday off, it's not an easy situation to deal with. And it's just not enough being done, you know, in the state of Virginia. And we certainly deserve a lot better. You take away Loudoun County and Fairfax County in Northern Virginia, the statistics in the state of Virginia looks a lot worse. You know, we're, you know, the numbers are skewed due to a lot of that D.C. wealth, you know, and it's not really helping the rest of the state of Virginia.
And you also have an industry, and I do call the public education system an industry, who is wanting to lower the bar. For how can we lower the bar any more than we've already lowered the bar? It's just amazing to me. And it seems so disingenuous to say that we're doing this so it's fair to all the children. If anything, this is far worse for all the children. Because you get what you expect out of children. If you expect them to perform poor mediocre, then that's what you're going to get every time. And it's just such a huge disservice to the children, and they're doing it in the name of race equity.
That's what they're doing. That's the word. It's
yes, but isn't that I mean, okay, so you're a person of color, your child is a child of color. Do you not find that enormously insulting?
No, it really is, because, you know, I'm a history buff, and I love, you know, learning more about Black history, because, you know, it's just not talked about as much in school. And so, you know, you read a lot and you learn a lot, and it's like, man, like, our ancestors did so much. That's why I get frustrated about this race discussion, because we don't credit ourselves for the progress that's been made. You know, we throw around words like white supremacy and racist. I'm like, you know, most of us have never met a white supremacist. You know what I mean? Like,
and if you did,
there's a huge difference
between.
You sure
would know it.
Yes. I mean, it's we've made incredible progress in a lot of different areas. We don't get the credit we deserve. I know we still got some, you know, a way to go, but it's incredibly insulting.
We do have a way to go. We have a way to go in that area. We have a way to go with as far as you know, women are being treated around the world.
Right.
I mean, and you could go on and on and on. But to intentionally pull yourself down, I don't. It makes no sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, we continue to just simply endorse racism. I mean, it's you see with the farmers, you know, it's very disrespectful as a person of color, as African American. It was hurtful and I don't even know how to feel or describe the feeling when we watch a white person on TV, you know, talking about how they've been racially discriminated against, and this was a government policy in 2021. And it's like, wow, man, that's some scary stuff, because we're not supposed to be having the government in 2021 continue to push, you know, racist policies. And it doesn't matter if it's, you know, a policy that's discriminated against someone black, against someone white. It doesn't matter what color. The racism is racism.
Right.
And to discriminate against a particular race in the name of equity, to try to like offset or like balance some past discrimination against blacks, that's also incorrect. And that's been proven in the courts for decades. And it's like, you know, it's unbelievable that they're actually getting away with it without lawsuits. And, you know, I know Stephen Miller is, you know, filing a lawsuit against the Biden administration for that. And good for him. You know, it's more people need to start doing that, man, because we can't, you know, we just cannot have, you know, racist policies in government. You know, it doesn't hurt. I mean, it doesn't help anybody. It only hurts everyone.
Right.
And what I am encouraged by is when you see someone, especially a woman or a person of color, or stand up and say, "You're not going to tell me how to think anymore." And of course, Candace Owen comes to mind. Tim Scott comes to mind. Ben Carson wasn't wasn't, I don't know. It seemed like he almost wasn't hard enough to kind of fight that back a little bit.
Right.
Tim Scott absolutely is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And now you have the man who called Tim Scott an Oreo.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Gary O'Connor.
Oh, the Democrat from Texas.
The Democrat leader mm-hmm. from Texas. He resigned.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He actually said, you know what? It was inappropriate. It was wrong. It was racist. Mm-hmm. And it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how dare you tell somebody that just because they are a certain color, they have to align themselves with right. a certain thought process, a certain, you know, it's just ridiculous
it
to
is,
me.
It's
actually one of
the
most
racist
things. I know.
Yes, it is literally the definite. Right. You know, we do a really bad job in America of generalization, mm-hmm. but you see some of the most egregious, you right. know, ways done it with race. You know, it's like, oh, because you're black, you have to think this way. You're not allowed to think outside. It's like,
I was told
that kind of thinking is
because
so
I was a
toxic.
Strong woman, I had to be a feminist. And if I wasn't a feminist, yeah. then I wasn't legitimately a strong, independent woman
yeah.
because
right.
I refused. I pushed back feminism.
Right.
I didn't agree with that. And I said, you know, how can you stand there and say you're for women to be free to do what they want mm-hmm. as long as they don't choose to stay home and mother and educate their children? That's bull crap
mm-hmm. yeah.
to say that.
Yeah.
And we need to get to that place in this country all across the board. If you're free, you have to be truly free mm-hmm. to do whatever it is, whether other people agree with it or not.
Yeah, and it's sad to see that, you know, women against women, just like when yeah. I see it's blacks against blacks. You know, it's hard to watch a lot of shows, but, you know, I pop in every now and then on the, unfortunately, like The View and, you know, the Joy Reads of the world and, you know, and it's like you hear, it's like, wow, man. After the Tim Scott, you know, response, it was like, wow, you know, people like Joy Reid just openly insult someone like that and call them, you know, using racial slurs and
right.
get away with
and
it. And that's the worst
it.
Part. And it's like, wow, you know, they call him, you know, token and he's, you know, they only, you know, propped him up because he was blind. I'm like, Tim Scott is universally, I think, recognized as one of the top senators in Congress, mm-hmm. period. It has nothing to do with his race. He's just actually a really good senator. And his story is very inspiring. And for African-Americans who have, you know, had similar journeys of, you know, sort of rising out of those situations and working really hard to attain, you know, things that, you know, a grandparent or a parent could hardly ever even imagine,
sure.
you know, achieving those levels. I mean, it's so American and it's so
yeah.
inspiring. And it's unfortunate that, you know, a lot of people, you know, talk down on it. And that's the kind of mentality. It reminded me of, you know, when I was growing up, because I wanted a good education.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted a good opportunity, you know,
right.
You know, going to school like VES. It's like I wanted that opportunity. And I had a lot of people that told me, man, you know, don't go to VES. You know, you're not
right.
gonna be able to get a scholarship. You know, everyone knew I, you know, played football, wanted to play college football. They're like, dude, you're not gonna get a, you know, a scholarship there. You won't fit in. You know, you know, they're a bunch of rich snobs or something like that. You know, it's an 03 zip code. And I'd never
right.
even been over to an 03 zip code before. And so it's like, you know, it's heartbreaking to see that happening, you know, to someone like Tim Scott, who's, I think, a very decent person and someone who actually has solutions. And is helping to take this country in a better direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're gonna come back with Trey. If you would like to get a word in with Trey, you can call us 434-534-8500 or toll free 866-916-3776. It's The Morning Jam.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Hey guys, this is Gary Williams, Green Energy Management. Spring's coming up and you gotta clean your windows and then clean the storm window. Take you about 3 weeks. Or you could call me and get a brand new vinyl replacement window that just tilts out and you can do an hour. But folks, give me a call for your window. I'll give you a price over the phone. Had a customer call me last week. He got three different prices for $1,000 a piece. I can tell you real quick, we're nowhere close to that. So if you want a great window, lifetime warranty and everything, and service and quality like you've never seen, call me. I'll give you a price over the phone. I'll come to your house. There's no what do we got to do crap to get it in your house, and you'll be happy. Call me at 434-546-0152. Again, 434-546-0152. Y'all be good.
Right now from Shentel, you can get high-speed internet for as low as $20 a month for 2 months when bundled. And add on a free $50 gift card. Plus, we're including huge savings on TV and home phone. And the savings continue the more services you add. Don't forget free installation. It truly is the best time to switch and save. Act now. Get a $50 gift card free. But hurry. This unheard of Shentel offer ends soon. So call 1-800-SHENTEL today. Restrictions and conditions apply. New customers only. Equipment taxes, surcharges, and other fees apply. Offer may expire without notice.
For the next few seconds, picture yourself retired. However you picture your retirement, planning early is the best way to make it happen.
State Farm agents Mallory Teagarden and Lori Watkins are here in the Central Virginia community to help.
We can chat with you about the kind of retirement you want and then help you find the best ways to save for it.
A little today can add up for a lot tomorrow, so get started now.
Call State Farm agent Lori Watkins or Mallory Teagarden in the Central Virginia community.
And picture yourself happy.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's the Morning Jam, 722. Got Trey Watkins in this studio. We are aware that we're having some intermittent stuff with one of our FM frequencies. We're working on that. Again, that's a good reason to download our app on your device, or you can simply go to WIQOradio.com and stream it on your laptop or your tablet or whatever. Anyway,
working on it.
We're working on it. So we have Trey in the studio and Janet.
And we're getting some text in asking about your perspective, because you do have a different perspective than certainly Mark or I are going to have. One of the stories that has been getting a lot of attention this week is the story out of L.A. where there was a traffic stop for a woman that we did not realize was African American, right. Found out later that she was. And she was pulled over because she had a cell phone in her hand. Right. And the venom spewing forth from this woman was pretty incredible.
Right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Today, because I was going under the speed limit, I was going at 38.
Yes, you are, ma'am. Good morning.
And the speed limit is 40, and I was going 38, so why are you harassing me?
You are correct. I pulled you over because
You're a murderer. Yes, I started to record because you're a murderer.
You can't be on your cell phone while you're driving.
I wasn't on my phone. I was recording you because you scared me.
You can't use your cell phone while you're recording.
I can record you.
May I have your driver's license?
It's at my apartment.
What's your apartment?
It's at my home. I'm just taking my son to his
Do you have your driver's license?
I mistakenly left it at home.
Do you have a picture of your driver's license?
Yes, I do.
May I have it?
And can you call your supervisor, please?
Because I already did. He's on his way.
We're not going to play anymore. It just continues to go on and on. But she.
Yeah. So you've heard that whole piece, sure. And then how it unraveled into your Mexican murderer, and you're a racist, and you'll never be white. Mm-hmm. That was the
That's how she ended it.
The thing.
And he was walking away, and she was still saying that to him.
Yeah, she was still yelling it. Now, this is a woman who you would think. I don't have my driver's license. First of all, I'm talking on my cell phone, which is against the law, and I have my child in the car.
Right.
So you would think she would conduct herself a little better.
Oh, and I'm an educator. That's what I do for a living.
Yeah, and then that was the shocking part. It's like, wow, that really, you know.
That's terrifying.
that topped the cake. And you think about, you know, police abuse, racism, and then, of course, she's an educator and a teacher. And mm-hmm. we think about what's happening with education. All wrapped up into one ugly clip. It's very unfortunate to see that. And it highlights the abuse that the police are taking. I mean, you're starting to see these videos pop up everywhere. Where I remember seeing a clip in New York. Where the cop was just standing there, and this guy just walked up to him with a stick and just hit him in the face with it, and like ran off, you know. And then just everywhere, you know, police officers are being harassed, and that's why I think it's important. Maybe we need to hear more from you know, the police and what their experiences is like and begin to engage, because we need the police. It feels weird to have to even say that.
But here's the thing.
It's needed.
We not only need, we don't just need police. We need good police officers.
Yeah. Yes.
We need good men and women. Men and women of character, intelligent men and women, brave, courageous men and women to step up. And we need men and women who reflect the culture of the areas where they live. And right now, this is just making it harder and harder and harder to get police officers.
Why would I go to school to be trained just so I know I'm going to be totally disrespected in my job? I mean, that's, and then you are a law enforcement person. You are upholding the laws of your community and your state, and yet you are being treated, and you know, we've even had some things locally that you know, we have a firefighter.
And you're teaching another generation.
That's the worst part.
That is the very
worst part. And it's coming at a time where we need, you know, we need healing in that area.
And she's
more
not
than
just
ever.
Teaching her son. She's clearly teaching many children.
And it highlights, you know, a lot of things that I've been talking about. You know, because of the open border, you know, you have this, you know, just fire hose, you know, of drugs just being flooded into the country. It's gonna hit, you know, it's, I don't like speaking things into existence like that, but it's a reality that we have to face. You know, before the pandemic, arguably the biggest problem in America that we were facing was fentanyl and the opioid epidemic.
That's changing.
But you know, that was 2019.
Yeah.
2020, we saw it was really bad. Already in 2021, I've read some reports. In the month of March, the amount of pounds of fentanyl that was confiscated was a 5,000% increase. You know, I think it was in Arizona. You know, one thing, it was like, and they had a panel. They had a group of, I think it was sheriffs from different counties, from different states, and they were all reporting like record-breaking numbers of drug confiscations and the expectations of drugs flooding into the country. And so, you know, I've seen these things play out firsthand as a child, and how it affects the family, how it affects education, you know, how these gaps are created, you know, due to the drug problems. And I was growing up in the crack era. And there was at least a huge, we didn't have the pandemic going on at the same time. We wasn't losing a year of school. And then there was a huge push, you know, of drug awareness within the schools and among kids and things like that. And it was still really hard. And so I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around how we're going to protect these kids from the drugs, from, you know, gang susceptibility because they're not in school. You know, losing interest in being educated is gonna, you know, attract these kids towards this toxic lifestyle. And when we don't have a decent relationship with the police, and we're, you know, you're seeing more and more states and different areas are trying to defund their police departments. And, you know, wages are low, cost of living is going high, they're trying to drive taxes through the roof, you know, gas is getting, it's like, how are we supposed to protect the kids?
It's really difficult. And that's why, as a community, we need to step up. We need to encourage parents. We need to offer parents support. We need to try to create stronger family units, because at the end of the day, nobody is going to have more influence on that child than you are going to have as a parent or a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle. But it takes work.
It does.
They can't raise themselves.
Check in with your kids. Right now, if you're listening, whenever you, when your kids wake up this morning, check in with them emotionally. You know, I've done mental health for 6 or 7 years. Toxic stress, depression, anxiety, suicide, confusion, ADHD, you know, the pressure,
it's
identity crisis.
Yeah.
It's all skyrocketing. Please check in on your kids.
Trey Watkins with us. If you missed part of the interview, we'll have it uploaded on our our SoundCloud a little bit later. Go to VTRN on the Morning Jam on VTRN, rather. We're going to have some news coming up, some local dives here. Niecy Payne from WDBJ7, CBS News Brief. Trey will be back next week. Trey, thanks for coming.
Yeah, no problem.
This conversation will continue with you on the Morning Jam. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Janet.
CBS News Brief. Good news in the fight to keep COVID variants at bay. CBS's Steve Futterman on a study that finds a booster shot is good protection.
In human trials now underway, patients received either a third shot of the existing Moderna vaccine or an experimental vaccine designed to protect against the more contagious South African strain. Patients in both groups saw increased immunity.
Research shows Pfizer shot protects against severe disease from variants. In Rome, a jury finds two young men from California guilty in the stabbing death of a police officer during a drug bust gone bad. Both have been sentenced to life in prison. Protests in Atlanta after a white police officer was reinstated after shooting a black man, Rayshard Brooks, to death last June.
Come out and join us and stand for justice for a black father that was taken from his family 11 days before Father's Day.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Good morning, I'm Niecy Payne in the WDBJ7 newsroom with your Virginia Talk Radio Network news update. Both tree sitters protesting the Mountain Valley Pipeline will have to spend a day in jail for each day they spent in the trees. Claire Fiocco and Alexander Lowe appeared in both the General District and Circuit Courts together. During one hearing, both tree sitters were found guilty of their charges, but will also have to answer to the damages associated with their extraction. The VMI Board of Visitors voted this week to remove the name of Confederate General Stonewall Jackson from Jackson Memorial Hall and the arch that is the main entrance to the old barracks. A motto in the barracks entry will remain, although the attribution to Jackson will be removed. And Feeding Southwest Virginia will officially launch its new mobile marketplace today in Wytheville. It will offer SNAP-eligible groceries. Today's event is from 11 to 1 p.m. at Hope Incorporated on West Main Street. I'm Niecy Payne. Join us for WDBJ 7 Morning from 4:30 until 7 each weekday morning.
Hey, Trace, is that a Youngkin for Governor yard sign?
Yep. Campaign dropped it off on Monday. You know, I saw Glenn on Fox Business. He's a self-made man. Worked his way up to lead a major company.
An actual outsider. That's refreshing.
I know. He'll stand up to big tech companies and use his 30-year business experience to make Virginia the best place to live, work, and raise a family.
Okay. A real conservative. Who can win? Sounds like what we need.
I'm Glenn Youngkin, candidate for governor, and I paid for this ad.
If you're a business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. A local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person who will steer them right. Hi, I'm Chip Harvey.
And I'm Kim Gardner. And as State Farm agents, we're no different. We run a small business too, so we're perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. So stop in and talk with me, Kim Gardner, in the Amalon Shopping Center in Madison Heights.
Or me, Chip Harvey, on Timberlake Road next to McDonald's. And let's talk about your small business insurance today.
This is Randy Trost, and at Trost Law, we put family first. We understand situations involving attorneys can often be confusing and scary. That's why we take time to sit down with our clients, listen to them, and go the extra mile to make sure they understand every step we take. We won't keep you waiting days or weeks to answer your questions or return your calls. That's not how we treat family, and that's not how we treat our clients. We mean it when we say, let our family help your family. If you're in need of legal assistance, contact us at trostlaw.com.
It's time for your Morning Jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ7.
After a stretch of 80s, we'll see cooler weather for the rest of the week. I'm meteorologist Ian Cassette. Today, temperatures will warm to near 68 degrees with increasing clouds in the afternoon. Overnight, a few showers possible and a partly cloudy sky is low near 45 degrees. Friday, looking more likely to see showers, especially by the afternoon. Under partly cloudy skies, temperatures will only warm to near 64 degrees. We'll see rain chances taper off Friday night with dry and sunny weather by Saturday.
And currently, temperatures are warming up, well, just a bit, 48 degrees in Alta Vista and Danville and Salem and Roanoke. Pretty much across the board, we're sitting at about 48 degrees.
I thought that, I didn't think we'd be looking at 48 degrees at 7:30. I thought we were done with that weather, Janet.
48's not too
what's
bad.
What's happening?
Anyway. What's happening is you're going to have that heat on your way into work, and you're going to have that air conditioner on in your drive home.
On the way home, that's the truth.
Welcome to springtime in the South.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how that works.
Police in Lynchburg are investigating four shootings at two intersections over the last few weeks. Lynchburg police officers have been called to the 2200 block of King Street twice. The first time on Tuesday, April the 20th, and again on Sunday morning, twice Wednesday morning, officers responded. They are asking for people to help them out by way of surveillance. If you have any of your surveillance tapes in business, and or now, you know, a lot of people have these, the Ring, which does also take video. They're trying to find out what's going on in the area before something really, really serious happens. Investigators are asking anyone with that, any kind of footage, to call them at 434-455-6065. That's 434-455-6065.
A man affiliated with Riverview Baptist Church, that's where Noah Trout was abducted from on Sunday, is facing multiple charges, according to investigators in Giles County. Justin Elliott Graves, 31, was arrested on Tuesday, April 27th. He is facing the following charges: 5 counts of child pornography, 5 counts of taking indecent liberties with a child. Court documents obtained by local news sources say that the charges stem from an incident with a teenager between the age of 15 and 17. He is currently being held in jail without bond. That poor church is like, really, really having to deal with it, aren't they?
Yeah, and it's sad. And one of the things our church has even done is to be proactive. In a lot of churches, you have to.
Right.
And putting together a security team and those kinds of things. So it's important. You just can't look the other way. I hate to say that you can't be so simple-minded anymore because it's so complex.
To be wise as a serpent and meek as a lamb.
Yep, there you go.
So you can be kind, but you have to be, you can't be foolish.
Yes, this is true. A sergeant is making history at the South Boston Police Department. She's entering a new role, and this is the first woman to ever do it. After 15 years in the force, the newly ranked Lieutenant Tiffany Bratton is leading the investigation division of the South Boston Police Department. She's the first woman to ever reach that level. It says that we recognize for us to meet the community, we need to represent the community, an official said. Bratton may be just that person to help us make that connection with our community. And even other women will be inspired to follow her lead. So we're excited for the folks down in the South Boston Police Department, and specifically Lieutenant Tiffany Branton. Congratulations.
Well, the lumber shortage is bringing some difficulties to the listening area, mm-hmm. for sure. Building industry analysts say they expect the lumber shortage to last through the summer. One local owner and president of a construction firm said that he booked out 6 to 8 months with jobs already on the schedule, and all those estimates had to be reevaluated. Mm. Wow. Says a piece of 4x8, 7/16 went from $10 to $40.
Wow.
Luckily, he says they've still been busy, but some builders have had to hold off on all their projects. Mm-hmm. Lumber is something we have to have. There's no way around it. We're also going to have to absorb some of those costs. That's the executive director for Habitat for Humanity, so it's impacting even those areas. She was Donna Vincent, who's with Habitat in Greater Lynchburg, says that they usually build 4 homes per year for families who qualify. But those 4 homes could turn into 3 now. Okay. She said these families are counting on us to provide houses they've made an application for and qualified for. She says to make up for higher lumber prices, the nonprofit has been dipping into internal funds more than they've ever had to in the past.
Okay. All right.
It's a real problem.
Yeah. Wow. So something else that's experiencing a problem.
Yeah.
Janet, that's Jeopardy.
Jeopardy?
The show.
Is Jeopardy in Jeopardy?
It's in Jeopardy.
Oh, no.
Anderson Cooper hosts Jeopardy.
Your show's in Jeopardy.
Baby.
Ooh. That's right.
Anderson Cooper host Jeopardy sets the record for the lowest ratings of any guest in history.
Okay, can I just say?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
That makes me a little bit happy. I know that's terrible.
Oh, it is terrible, but it's a good kind of terrible.
I'm a terrible person. Yeah. So who has had the highest ratings?
Well, I'll get to that in just a second. Looks like Sony Pictures won't be asking Anderson to be the permanent host.
Aww.
They've been, you know, sort of putting different people out there.
Right.
You know, it, like I said, it showed the lowest ratings. And it also, it goes on to talk about Dr. Oz.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of had a black eye situation for the ratings as well.
I don't see that one.
We have Aaron Rodgers, who did okay, the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. It says former champion Ken Jennings, who holds the record for the longest Jeopardy winning streak and the highest earnings as a contestant, has been the most popular guest so far.
And you know what? We take a look at all these, you know, the ratings on the polls and all this stuff, and you really want to get the temperature, take the temperature of America. That's a good way to take the temperature of America. Mm-hmm. They don't want an Anderson Cooper.
Right.
They don't want that kind of personality. Sometimes they just want to watch smart people answer random trivia questions.
Right.
That's what they want.
That's it. And, you know, it's been interesting because some of the people that are watching Jeopardy don't even know who Anderson Cooper is. So that's been fun to watch. You know,
there's a blow to the old ego.
I mean, it's Anderson Cooper and Wolf Blitzer have carried that network for years and years. They've had multiple shows, and some of them, I mean, you might do better with Wolf Blitzer. I don't know. That would be kind of fun. Although I don't know if Wolf has the gravitas that it would take. So I don't know. Joe Buck from Fox Sports. His name's been floated out there. He says he wants to host it. And so you never know what's going to happen. It's this never-ending audition. There should be a show about hosting Jeopardy. You know, almost like bring Simon back and, you know, the dog Randy and Paula Abdul and let them judge the different people. Have them come out and do a mock Jeopardy show.
So the geek that I am, I watched Name That Tune.
Right.
There's a new version of Name That Tune.
Is that Wayne? What's his name?
No.
Okay.
Name That Tune has Randy Jackson leading the band.
Oh, okay.
And let me tell you, that band is banging.
Yeah.
The talent of the people in that band, the amount of, I mean, they can cover everything.
Yeah, that's
and
cool.
And sound spot on.
Well, see, now
from
that
the
makes,
hardest of rock to Frank Sinatra to they.
See,
I
that's
mean,
what makes it interesting, I think.
It is mind-blowing.
Wow.
I mean, that's why you want to watch it.
Yeah, why you want to watch it.
Although, Jane Krakowski, she's the host.
Okay.
Is
that the tall blonde lady?
The tall blonde that does the funny orange juice commercials.
Yeah, and she
did
that
other
show.
Where she's like, drop and give me 50.
Right,
She was on Ally, was she on Ally? I don't remember.
No, she was on the one with the kids that did the singing and all the Glee. She was on Glee, I think.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know, but she is very, very good.
Yeah, she's entertaining.
In Name That Tune, but I will tell you. You know what? She was in Ally McBeal. I thought she was.
Was she in there too?
Yep, she was.
Really?
That was kind of her breakout
show.
That was her kind of her breakout.
Okay.
Show, but she's so good in this. And Randy Jackson, that band is amazing.
Yeah. I'd like to see those two working together.
He's unrecognizable.
Because he's lost so much weight.
He is so thin now.
Right.
That. It almost freaks me out.
Right.
I mean, I hear the voice come out, and it's like, I know that's you. Half of you.
Yeah.
But it's really, really good.
Are you eating anymore?
Very entertaining. He's doing a lot of cardio, apparently, and he had some health stuff.
Okay.
And he had to kind of get it together.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, that was a good thing. But it's so good.
And, so how long has it been on?
I don't know. I've just started recently watching it. And, of course, I'm answering all the questions, and my mark is going, you really need to go
on
this show.
It's made it onto regular network TV, or is it a cable? Okay.
No, it's on regular network. And my Hopper records it. It's like it'll record shows that they think you'll like.
Okay.
And they were correct.
Okay.
I do like it.
I was thinking of The Wrong Blonde. I got confused with the lady who hosted another NBC show.
That's the mean lady. No, this is Jane is fun.
Yeah, Jane's, she's did the, when you said OJ, that's what threw me. Mm-hmm. And now I'm looking, you know, she was dating the pillow guy until recently.
I heard that.
I didn't know that.
That she was dating the My Pillow.
Yeah, My Pillow.
Interesting.
Mike Lindell.
She could have been the queen of a pillow empire.
Yep, that's it.
She's doing okay.
Yeah.
All by herself. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking about an amazing story of a hero. We need more heroes.
Hero stories, yeah.
And this
I would
is,
agree.
This is definitely one of those heroes. This is a hero story that Marco Galbraith would approve of.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So we're gonna have that story coming up for you. And some more stories from the South Side, Roanoke and Lynchburg. Thank you for listening wherever it is that you're listening. Keep our studio lines handy, 434-534-8500 or toll free 866-916-3776 and our text line too, 434-248-0704.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Hey folks, Mark Dalton here with the Terry Auto Group. Are you looking for a new VW? I got you covered. Are you looking for a new Subaru? I've got you covered. So you're looking for a pre-owned used vehicle? Well, guess what? I've got you covered there too. We have four locations with close to 400 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, as well as new VWs and new Subarus. So when you're in the market for your next vehicle, think Terry Auto Group, where we have your safety at the top of the list, and we'll make your purchase experience the best you've ever had. In fact, we'll even bring the car and set it in your driveway so you can test drive it right from your house. We also include a lifetime powertrain warranty on all of our new VWs and new Subarus. So check us out 24/7 at terryautogroup.com. That's terryautogroup.com. You'll love our cars.
Spring is here, and so are the savings during New Holland's Spring Drive Sales Event. Going on now at Boone Tractor. It's a great time to get the New Holland equipment you need for a new season and work more productively than ever. Ask Boone Tractor about special Spring Drive offers, including limited time 0% financing and cash back on select New Holland tractors and hay and forage equipment, just in time for spring haymaking. From compact and all-purpose tractors to mower conditioners and balers, you'll find New Holland Performance and reliability ready to go for spring. Need a rake or tedder? You'll find them here too, with savings to match. Spring is here, and so are the savings. Time to save with 0% financing and cash back. Stop by Boone Tractor today or go to boonetractor.com for all the details. But hurry, when spring is over, so are the savings. Boone Tractor, the best deal around.
For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
These prices are absurd. I think I need an eye doctor.
No, you need the Weed Man.
The Weed Man?
Adam Williams, the Weed Man Lawn Care and Landscaping. Their prices are perfect for your business's bottom line. Call or text Adam Williams, the Weed Man Lawn Care and Landscaping, 434-664-9582. Year-round help for commercial project design, gardens, commercial landscaping, lawn installation and maintenance, plus mulching, mowing, and trimming.
I don't need an eye doctor. I need to call or text Adam Williams, the Weed Man Lawn Care and Landscaping, 434-664-9582.
Sometimes you like things just the way they are.
May I take your order, please?
I'll take the usual. Pick three and pick four from the Virginia Lottery.
But sometimes you just gotta spice things up a bit.
Would you like to add Fireball?
What's that?
Replace any of your lottery drawing numbers with Fireball for the chance you create new winning combinations. Just double the cost of your play. It's the extra spicy way to ignite your game, sir.
I'll take that side of Fireball.
Pick three and pick four with Fireball. Ignite your game today.
For odds and information, visit VALottery.com.
It's 7:50, It's you know what? We haven't done a life hack yet. I'm just realizing that now.
We're gonna have to
work one in before the end of the hour if we can. We have Amanda Chase coming up in the next hour. We're going to interview her, talk to her about the campaign, what's going on, what she feels like her odds are for Saturday, a big voting day on Saturday. If you're a delegate, Janet, and you are,
yes, and so you need to know where you need to go in order to get your voting done. So if you don't know, and if we can help you get that information, then certainly Tree of Life is going to be one of the big locations for Lynchburg and the surrounding areas. Salem Civic Center is going to be another big area there. So we'll review all that, you know, by the end of the show.
Okay.
Now, you ready for a life hack?
I am. Let's hack it up.
All right.
We got to come up with a life hack.
Well, I don't know how many keys you have on your keychain. I don't have as many as I did because my husband's like, your keychain's too heavy. So one of the things that I like to do is I like my keys to be color coded, like my house key is a certain color.
Right.
So, but sometimes the little covers that you get aren't very resilient. If you like to identify your keys at a glance, if you want to know, you know, the car, the house, the shed, the garage, that kind of thing, to make it easier to find your keys, you can paint both sides of the key head with a brightly colored nail polish.
Oh, and it'll stick.
And it sticks, and it's very durable, and you will be surprised
how long longer
it lasts than even spray paint or something like that. So use nail polish. And the thing about nail polish now is nail polish comes in green. You know,
all kinds of colors.
Purple and all these
little
different
speckles
things.
If you want.
Yeah. So if you're, you know, wanting to tell, and I do like to be able to tell my keys apart, that would be a good way to do that.
Can I make a suggestion with that life hack?
Sure.
Take a simple cotton swab and dip it in rubbing alcohol and hit your key head first, because that'll take all the oils off the key, because your hands have oils on it, and that will make the nail polish adhere even better and not maybe chip away as easy. So, I love that idea. I have 9 keys, by the way.
Wow.
9 keys. I used to say, you know, your level of importance is how many keys you have on your key ring. I'm just joking about that. But you could tell you were an important person if you had keys to the, you know, your house, your neighbor's house, the church building, so on and so forth. So anyway.
Well, it looks like we have Thomas on line 1. Hey, Thomas. Good morning.
Hi, guys. You know I have to comment on fingernail polish on your keys, right?
I
got to say something.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I've never heard of that.
Well, that's why I'm telling
Walmart
you about it.
Little key tabs.
Well, yeah, but do you want to pay $2 for a key tab that's just going to peel off, or do you just want to use free nail polish that you have at your house?
Well, that's a good point, and my wife, Joy, does have pretty, pretty, pretty fingernail polish, and I'll have to. But see, if I do that, Jen, I'll have to go to JCPenney and buy clothes to go with it.
You think so?
You can go to the dollar store and get some good nail polish, I hear.
Oh, well, there you go. Mine would be very glittery.
He didn't get that. We have to accessorize, Mark. Come on, man.
No, I have a Hannity Bruce Jenner interview we're going to get to later. I know exactly what you're talking about.
About accessorizing.
Okay, that was too much fun for my information.
All right, paint those up.
Have a good day.
You too.
Talk to you later.
All right, well, paint it up there, Thomas, and you'll be able to keep all your keys straight.
What's that? Oh.
You know what this is.
Oh, yeah.
What is this?
Do, do, do.
What's the song?
I can't remember. It's from, you know, the dance flash movie or whatever.
Holding out for a hero.
Yeah. I need a hero. There you go.
I need a hero. And I play that song to tell you this story about this armed Marine veteran.
Okay.
This is out of Savannah, Georgia. A U.S. Marine veteran that happened to have his, you know, his concealed weapon with him. He had a concealed carry. Was in a Kroger grocery store on April the 27th.
Okay.
And thanks to his quick action, he was able to subdue and detain a suspect until the police arrived on the scene to bring the suspect into custody. Let me tell you more.
Okay, tell me more.
At about 6:30 p.m., Damian Austin was inside the Kroger store doing some shopping. He heard a woman screaming from inside a bathroom at the store. He said it made the hairs on the back of his neck stand up, said it wasn't normal at all.
Right.
Following the scream, Austin noted that the inside of the store became kind of hectic. He was trying to find out what was going on as he ran towards the screaming. A lady behind me said, "He just raped that girl in the bathroom."
Oh, wow. Well.
Once she said that, there was nothing for me to do except to go out the door after him. Mm-hmm. He immediately sprang into action, started to pursue the suspect on foot, chasing him through the store parking lot and into a grassy area located behind a nearby Ace Hardware store. He was able to catch up with the alleged rapist, pulled out his sidearm, and ordered the individual to surrender. He locked eyes with me. I'm quoting him now. Mm-hmm. I looked at him. I said, "Give it up, brother, because I'm not." He told him to put his hands in the air. He complied, put them up. I told him to get on the ground. He tried to say something, and I said, "Don't say a word." Security footage that captured a portion of the incident substantiated the version of events relayed by Austin. While holding the suspect, a woman had reportedly gone inside one of the stores, I guess the Ace store, bought a package of zip ties. They helped to restrain the guy while authorities came. He said while the man was being restrained by zip ties, he made sure he didn't go anywhere. Authorities arrived, took the suspect into custody. He was identified as 25-year-old Gregory Hawthorne. He was charged with felony kidnapping, felony rape, and misdemeanor battery.
Wow.
And apparently the female victim involved in the case told investigators she'd never seen him before.
Hmm.
He was waiting inside the grocery store bathroom.
Wow.
Looking back on the situation, Austin is pleased to have had so many people work collaboratively with him to take down the suspect. He said, quote, "There are people who still care and they will act in the time of need."
Yeah. Good stuff.
They ask him about his motivation to insert himself into such a violent situation. Austin stated he feels compelled to make sure those who harm people within his community are brought to justice. He said, "My wife shops here.
Yeah.
I have friends whose wives shop here. My son works here. It's not just about letting this person get away with what he did. It's more of a, you know, it impacts a lot of different people.
Yeah, we're taking care of our community here."
And instead of, you know, decrying, you know, asking for gun control, the local police department chief extended sincere accolades demonstrated by Austin and the others who helped apprehend the alleged rapist, saying that, "I can't commend them enough for involving themselves in a dangerous situation. Obviously, this person can be held accountable. And we could make an arrest so there wasn't any further danger to the community."
Wow. That's
good. Isn't that great?
That's great. That's a great story.
I love that story.
Yeah, pulling together. I love the person that went in and got the zip ties.
I know.
I mean, that's using your head.
That's right. Let me, you know? I'll be right back. That would be me.
Keep the change.
I'd be going and getting the zip ties. Give me those. Yeah, so it really is a good story. I'm gonna put a link to it on our Facebook page because I'd like for you to be able to see this Marine veteran who stepped up. Damian Austin, he deserves to be recognized for what he did. Good stuff.
Amen. All right. Amanda Chase coming up here in the next 10 minutes. We're going to talk with her. If you have a question for Amanda, you can text it to us, 434-248-0704, and we'll pass that on to her. It's The Morning Jam with Mark Lamb and Janet Rose. We'll have at least one more hack for you, a Thursday life hack. We'll get your way. I'm going to run over to the dollar store after show and get my new colors.
Your new paint colors.
Right. Oh, my. That is a great idea, though. We'll have to check that one out. Because I have that little rubber thing on my one key right now, and it never wants to stay on there.
Right.
Yeah. 8 o'clock. We'll see you on the other side of the break.